Are there any co-sponsors in the room who would like to testify in favor? Welcome.
Obviously, I'm not bringing any candy or chocolate. Once again, I've forgotten.
Granola bar.
So.
We've upgraded the seafood platters.
I expect, you know, my punishment will get worse the more I do this. So I'll try to remember next time. Good afternoon, Senator Rennie, Representative Hepler, members of the committee. I don't have any written testimony, but I thought I would come to the podium and speak for a minute about why I think this is a great idea.
Before you speak, will you tell us your name for the people listening?
My name is Billy Bob Falkenham, representative from House District 12.
Thank you.
So this is something that I've been aware of for a long time, thought about for a long time. And I'm sort of in that generation that had a crossover in this area. And so for many generations, lobster fishermen from Maine could leave the harbor and go as far as they wanted to go, as far as their boat would travel, as far as they wanted to work to lug the traps offshore and fish off there. And in my grandfather's time and my father's time when they were younger, if they wanted to go offshore in the winter, you know, beyond 3 miles, 3 miles didn't mean anything. The territorial waters were 12 miles. And it wasn't until the mid-90s, because I graduated high school in 96. So I was fishing. I had a regular license. Back then, they didn't have student licenses. They only had just licenses for everybody. So I had a license. And in the early 90s, and at that time, it was just a matter of checking off a box. And the license that the state sent you said EEZ, which stands for Economic Exclusion Zone, I think. I'm looking for a nod, yeah. And that means the territorial water is out to 12 miles, which just essentially meant that you could fish there, or you may fish there. And I remember very vividly when policy was going to change, and they had different meetings across the state where fishermen came and they said, it's going to go to a federal permit type of process. And if you have one of those, you're going to need to put all kinds of safety equipment on your boat, like, you know, life rafts and all this sort of thing. At the time, I was fishing in a 21-foot Repco, a very small boat with an inboard outboard engine. I was maybe 15 years old or something like that. And I didn't have any interest in buying a $4,000 life raft for my boat. So I figured, well, I'll give it up. So I did. I gave it up. Probably if I wouldn't have had to put a life raft on my boat in hindsight, because boats under 36 foot didn't need all those, you know, sort of things. But I figured it doesn't matter. I don't need to check the box this year. When I get older and want to go out there, I'll start checking the box and get a bigger boat and do it. Well, it turns out it was closed off after that. And a few years later, all of a sudden, these federal permits that were not needed before that were going for $10,000, then $15,000, then $20,000, then $40,000. People were extorting each other for something that used to be free. So that's the policy now. But I remember, you know, what it was like when you didn't need that, when it was just a check box off on a license. And then I realized all the other problems that came with it, that all of a sudden now, instead of having jurisdiction out to 12 miles, the territorial waters, Maine only had jurisdiction inside of 3 miles, which is a very tiny sliver along the coast of Maine. And that impacts how we fish for halibut, who's allowed to lobster fish off there. All the fisheries are impacted by that. So I really see a lot of benefit into how it was done in the old days. And right now, those waters are in the enforcement is the Marine Patrol, because the Coast Guard doesn't even have boats that can enforce fishing stuff in those waters. They don't really have the means to do that. So they I believe the way they do it is they give some money and deputize our wardens, and our wardens do that work for them. So all the enforcement there is by the state. Also, our laws apply in those waters, even though they're federal waters. We still have to go by state laws, trap limits, size limits, you know, all that sort of stuff. And the reason why it was 12 miles and not 9 is because 12 was always, that was just always where the territorial waters were. And if you look at any charts, the charts on our chart plotters still have that line on them. It'd be a great thing to go back to. I would really like it. I think it would help the state of Maine keep its sovereignty over what its laws were. I think it would give us a lot more ability for other fisheries like the halibut fishery and the lobster fishery. And if the state did do that, the state could still, you know, set up different zones, such as it has with the, you know, the zones we have now from east to west. It could still set up an offshore zone if it didn't want to, you know, a whole bunch of people pouring into there. But we could manage that ourselves and not this sort of overlap with the federal government and run into all the problems that we have with them. So I think this is a great bill. It's something I've wanted to see for a long time. And I think it would definitely be a very interesting issue to push forward on and certainly explore the issue further.
Representative Dill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just curiosity, though, Representative, I understand the 12-mile limit, but do you have any insight into why Texas and whatever the other state was went with 9 miles? And evidently, they're able to do that. So that's the reason why I asked Senator Brakey, you know, there's a precedent there at least, so...
Yeah, I don't know how they ended up with 9 miles. Be interesting to find out. But I know there's precedent there for us for 12 miles, and that's hence the 12 miles in this. I've never heard of there's never been a 9 mile area in our history. But like I said, if every fisherman already has that 12 mile line on their chart plotter and all the charts are marked with it. So it just seems to be something, at least in the Northeast, that's been there. I know it's been really hard to sort of research it on your own and figure out when the change came or why in state law or federal law. But maybe now we can dig into that a little more.
Representative Stroud and then Representative Landry after. Sorry. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So just a quick question, so I understand, there's obviously federal permits that go out right now that would fall into that mile, 12 mile, that three. So how would that correlate with those fishermen? Would that be the zone you said that would still be a permit, or could like those, like my son, could now go from 3 miles out to 12? Like, how would you envision?
I would say that, in my opinion, that could become a state issue if the state, you know, wanted to set up a zone and permit it to the people that are already possess federal permits. That would be a potential option, or the state could open it up to more fishermen into that area.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, Representative Falkingham.
Good afternoon.
Good to see you. Who enforces between 3 and 9 if the Coast Guard isn't?
It's the Marine Patrol primarily does that. I mean, the Coast Guard does do some enforcement as well, but they don't, like I said, they don't have the vessels that are capable of raising traps out of the ocean to check for compliance. So it's only our Department of Marine Resources that have boats that are capable to do enforcement. The Coast Guard's out there some too, but they're mostly just doing safety checks and that sort of thing. They're not really doing a lot of enforcement on marine laws.
But they watch that line pretty tight.
No, the Coast Guard or the Marine Patrol?
Either.
It's the Marine Patrol. Yeah, okay. They're in charge of that. They would be the ones that enforce if somebody is in federal waters without a permit or fishing too many traps across a zone line or anything like that. They do pretty much exclusively all that enforcement.
Good. Thank you.
Representative Davis and then Representative Thorne.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Billy, do you think that the department has got enough equipment if this was to happen to go out further? Are their boats big enough for that?
Well, they already are, yeah. And they've built some boats in recent years that are, I mean, just absolutely amazing large vessels that are capable of hauling the trawls and that sort of thing. So they already have that equipment. They do that enforcement currently.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for being here, Representative Fockingham. We appreciate your input and insight into this. How it works now and how it would work if we had 12 miles out, does that exclude any other fishermen from other states besides Maine in being able to fish those waters? In other words, right now, outside of 3 miles, does like Canada or New Hampshire or Massachusetts fishermen, can they come in and fish that presently? And if it was pushed out to 12, would they be allowed in that same inside 12 miles?
Currently, they could with a federal Area 1 permit.
Okay.
Yep. So that would push them out further. And the problem with that is some of those other areas don't have the same standards that we have.
They keep smaller lobster, for
example. They're out of our jurisdiction, so they can keep different. They can keep oversized lobsters,
even though they're fishing in those federal waters where we can't keep smaller lobsters. They can,
right,
and go back to their home port and be fine.
Yeah, I know there's some of the offshore guys that throw over lobsters that are too big for our measure, oversized lobsters, and there's people from other states collecting them up and landing them in Massachusetts and New Hampshire.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Seeing no other questions. Thank you very much.